Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL, and thank you so much for listening. You can call in at 610-539-TALK at 610-539-8255 or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180, toll free. Or you could even email in a flash at michael@1180wfyl.com. Questions, comments, concerns, anything else, would love to take it, talk about it on the air this morning. And we're talking right now about the gyrocopter that landed on the Capitol's west lawn. I'm at the website. This guy has a website. It's called thedemocracyclub.org. thedemocracyclub.org. It says the tagline, because we the people own Congress. Well, you know, Eddie's right. The more and more I hear about this guy, I agree with him on a lot of things. The more and more I look at what he does, I don't know, but I can't agree with him on the gyrocopter incident, though, because how is that going to get any... It was a stunt. It was. It's funny. It's there's actually a little link on the left. If you're at the... I'm at the homepage here. So this guy has a whole website, okay, and it's thedemocracyclub.org, and I'm going down. I'm looking, and I see the Freedom Flight here on the left. That's what it says. It's a picture of the gyrocopter. Apparently, he did a live stream of this, and I don't know if it actually happened. Nothing's going on now, but there's a link to watch the live stream. So not only was the Secret Service aware that he was going to do this in October of 2013, or that he had some kind of plans. They were known, or at least they had actually met him. They deemed him not dangerous. But not only did that happen, but they also, on his website, apparently broadcast it, even live streamed it. I wonder if he did that through an app. If he even did it at all, that's the other thing. But it says right here, I'm looking at Freedom Flight. Hello, I'm Doug Hughes, and this is on his website, thedemocracyclub.org. I'm Doug Hughes, a mailman, pilot, and author of this website. In my time, I've delivered a lot of letters, and I'm delivering 535 letters by airmail today. A special delivery to every member of the U.S. Congress. Congress knows the corruption I'm writing about. The voters know about the corruption. The message in the letter is that there is a solution, and every member of Congress will be a part of it, or they will be seeking other employment. That's not subtle at all. We are going to restore true democracy. I am broadcasting the flight, video and audio. Click on the gyroplane above to watch. He broadcast this, apparently. And then if you actually click on it, it says here at the top, let me say first, this is a nonviolent demonstration. I have no intention of hurting anyone. I have taken every precaution to prevent any injury to anyone, including me. There is no way I can... Well, really? Really? You took every precaution to prevent any injury to anyone, including yourself? Well, maybe you shouldn't have flown a stupid gyroplane on the Capitol West lawn. You know what? He's got a point. There's tons of corruption in Washington. And everyone knows that. But you don't want to necessarily break the rule of law to say that what you're doing is right, because isn't that contradictory? You can't break the law while at another stretch trying to hold someone to the law. Then your arguments immediately become baseless, and now it's just fodder for the media. And, because honestly, I'm looking at his site and you know what? I'm glad he is actively involved in trying to make these issues come to light, but this isn't the right way to do it, because now he's just lost all the credibility in the world. He probably could have done something, public, but not illegal, because that airspace is so restricted. Well, let's keep reading what he says. This is from his website. This is from Hughes' website. There's no way I could prevent overreaction by the authorities. Well, when you think they're going to... Some people in this world just live in a different solar system. They're here, but they're not here. They're in another solar system, and this guy's one of them. It's like you ever have that friend who is absolutely 100% book smart. Maybe it's science, maybe it's literature, maybe it's history, but they're book smart. They know the books in school. They were a straight A student inside and out, but then they have no common sense. Do you know that person? Do you have that friend? I know I've had that person. 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. Where they just have no common sense whatsoever. They talk to you in one breath and they talk in a very eloquent and brilliant manner, but in the next breath they suggest something that's utterly idiotic. And you sit there back and you scratch your head and you go, where did that come from? Well, this is where this came from right now. This gentleman Hughes, his last name, what does he say? There's no way I could prevent overreaction by the authorities, but I have given them as much information and advance warning as my fuel supply allows. I would love to know how much information in advance. Oh, okay, that I get it now. There's a reason he flew out of Gettysburg, because he wanted the authorities to see him coming. He was telegraphing this to the... So this guy was trying to get caught. He was trying to telegraph that he was doing this to the authorities, to everyone, and they still didn't do anything to prevent it in the first place. Sure, he says he's not violent, okay? Iran thinks they're completely justified in what they want to do, but you don't know. You don't know until the guy actually flies into restricted airspace, and then his next action, is he going to fly closer to the Capitol? Does he have arms on board? Is the gyrocopter strapped to blow? You don't know. And the secret, that should be the story in this. Not some Yahoo, he may have meant well, and that's fine, and yeah, it turned out well, and he didn't do anything nonviolently. His methods are absurd, but that should be the story here. What the heck is going on with the Secret Service? Or going on with the security in Washington? They should have caught this ages before it happened. They should have prevented it. They should, I mean, I don't know, would you escort the guy with other helicopters down? I guess there's really nothing you can do besides short from shooting him out of the sky. Maybe that was the problem. But he was broadcasting this as much as he could. That's why he flew from Gettysburg. I can't believe it. I'm reading it right now. But I've given them as much information and advance warning as my fuel supply allows. This is from his website, thedemocracyclub.org. That's why he flew from Gettysburg. When I took off, I was over an hour away from the no-fly zone. And that's the rest. Here's the rest of what he... here's the... After that, what else he says. The demonstration is about restoring democracy. Corruption in Washington, D.C. has robbed the U.S. citizens of the representative government that is our birthright. Polls show that the public is aware of the problem and very concerned, but they are largely uninformed, and that there is a solution and there are organizations prepared to make reform a reality. Well, that makes reform a reality. You know, I hope this guy knows by what he did that he has made those who may argue against, because I think everyone argues against congressional corruption, but he's just taken a serious blow, and it's not only to himself, but it's to everyone advocating for the policies he may be supporting. And he doesn't realize that. Well, like I said, he's in another solar system. We're going to be back. Accelerating Your Business is coming up next. Michelle Faustin will be with us via phone, so don't miss that. Then we're going to continue the New Day program. You're right here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. The number to call, 610-539-TALK. We'll be back.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Michelle Faustin with Accelerating Your Business. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day. so far this day. We actually are having a nice and beautiful day today for most of you who are at least in the Pennsylvania area. And we hope that actually you are enjoying it, or that you will take some time out to step outside if you're going to be working inside and actually get, you know, get a really good view of what's going on and taking in the fresh air and the warm weather. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is Accelerating Your Business, a weekly call-in radio show on the WFYL 1180, which is what you are listening to today. For those who are listening, this is for business owners, aspiring business owners or managers. When you have questions that you may not feel comfortable asking others, you can definitely call us in. The call-in number is area code 610-539-8255, which stands for 610-539-TALK. Or 877-667-1180. You can also email me at askmichelle, that's askmichelle, at 1180wfyl.com. That's askmichelle at 1180wfyl.com. You can email me not just during the show as it airs, but anytime when we're off air during the week. And as I get your email questions, I will gladly answer them and respond to them via the air and via email, depending on, you know, when and where you are able to listen to the show. I am president and CEO of MJF Strategy. That is a growth strategy consulting firm where, in essence, I help companies figure out how to grow, and not just how to grow, but how to grow profitably. I've worked with small companies and very large ones all the way up to Fortune 100, and so I've been very fortunate to be able to get that expertise and exposure, and this show is a platform to be able to share those types of expertise that I've been able to accumulate and to help you out. So if you can call in when you hear, that'd be fantastic. One of the things that we've been doing the last few weeks is a segment called Knowing Your Numbers, where we've actually gone through some of the key numbers and metrics that is important for your business to have. Again, for those of you who are returning, thank you again for listening in. For those of you, if this is the first time, and today's the first time, the way the format works is that, you know, we have a topic, or I have a topic that I go through every week, and I will discuss that business topic, things that I believe will be very helpful to you in running your business, and again, for those aspiring business owners, to think through some of the things you want to have in place before you do so. However, as callers call in, I gladly interrupt when I'm speaking, and you know, I take their call since the primary purpose of the show is to serve them. If I'm coming through a little, okay, well, thank you.
Michelle, you're on with Rick, who is on hold with you right now.
Okay, thank you. Rick?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry about that. For those of you listening, we just had a minor technical difficulty. I actually wasn't feeling too well this morning, so I am, you know, doing this remotely, but I am still here to answer your calls, and I am grateful that we just worked it out very quickly, so thank you for your patience. And Rick, thank you for your patience and holding.
Yeah.
So how can I help you this morning?
What is your question? And, you know, we service kids, taking them to school, stuff like that. And, you know,
wait, I'm sorry, Rick, can you speak up just a little bit? I can't really hear you that well.
I take kids to school right now, and I'm trying to expand it to, you know, broaden my range of kids in my area and stuff. And I was wondering if you think, you know, business, I'm kind of old school. So I was thinking if business cards is the way to do it. It's a signage on my bus, you know, just, you know, watching other buses in the area and how they do things. And it's kind of similar to how I do it. But, you know, I do see some web advertising and business build up. And I wanted to know if you think that would be, you know, the best way to go about it, would be business cards.
And I'm sorry, and this is for, you said, a bus that you're purchasing?
Yeah, a children's bus service, children's bus, you know, like a yellow bus.
A children's bus service.
Yes, for school pickup and drop-off.
For school pickup and drop-off. Okay, so your bus would be another service in addition to the buses that school provides for the children?
Well, actually, the bus has, you know, they have limited service. So, you know, the kids have, some kids take the bus, some kids don't. And I do more of a door-to-door type of service where, you know, the school bus kind of operates on a bus schedule in a sense.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then that's fantastic. And you said that you started it off, and you said that you've been doing some web advertising.
Yeah. I went to buy advertising cards? As far as, you know, business cards or...
Okay, and so your question is exactly, so you just want to know, like, what other things you can do to help promote your business?
Right, because, I'm new at this. It's only been a year since I've been doing it. And I want to have, you know, more, expand my customer base to get the word out. And, you know, I think the people are pretty satisfied with the business the way it's going now, but I want to, you know, to grow it a little bit more. As you say, you're open to grow your business.
So you've been getting a lot of business or a lot of traction so far, and you just want to get some information, some insight on how to kind of take it to the next level and further expand.
Right.
Okay. And how many buses do you have?
I only have one.
Okay. And is this close to where you live?
It is. Okay. But at the same time, I mean, I'm willing to expand to, you know, in my vicinity, it's probably about 10 schools, so I wouldn't mind going to, you know, expand some more and see if I can obviously grow and acquire more buses as well.
Have 10 schools.
Yes. What do you think is the best plan? Is to stay, you know,
that currently have 10 schools?
I want to grow it and stuff. But I know
you want to go to that. Thank you for helping to clarify your business. First, that is wonderful that, you know, I'm always excited whenever anyone decides to launch a new business, especially those that fill a gap or fill a need. Like you said, you know, school buses can be limited in nature, and because so many school districts are actually cutting the times, I am aware that some districts are even changing the times when children can go to school, which sounds crazy to a lot of people who may not have that model. But I believe in Maryland and maybe some other places in the United States, just to cut costs, you know, some of these school districts are doing that, and where some children start earlier, some start later, and I guess they kind of shuffle the teachers around, so that can never be fun. And if your child does have any extracurricular activities after school that requires, you know, them to be picked up and you're still at work, you know, this is definitely something that can be a fantastic service. So, you know, first, I just want to say congrats to you on starting this and the fact that you said your business has been growing, even with the one bus you have now. You know, I would say this in terms of, you know, looking at some key things or some key ways that you want to expand, you know, definitely continue with the web advertising. Obviously, it's something that's helped you because you said you already have business and, you know, that your business is starting to grow in terms of the children that you're able to get now. I would also, you know, and then you have business cards, and that's helpful too, but, you know, I'd also do a lot of things that first are just a little more community-based. I mean, even though a lot of times the big thing is to do marketing on a big level, this is a little bit more of an intimate type of service. Mm-hmm. And I think that with from where you are now, when you get to the place where you have 20 buses or 50 buses or 100 buses, then you can do more in terms of kind of mass advertising. Mm-hmm. But I would say for right now, since it sounds like you do have a little bit of limited funds and you're just starting the business off, I would say, you know, go ahead, you know, some of like those community meetings, parent-teacher meetings, you know, reach out to the schools themselves, try to be kind of like the preferred partner, or if they can't do that officially, they can be, let's say, the preferred referral, meaning that they can refer you to other, you know, to other parents or organizations, you know, just kind of be there. You can promote even something as simple as flyers, speaking, you know, at certain little things, but really getting yourself out there, you know, in front of parents, in front of the community, so that people get an idea in a sense, and they talk amongst themselves, and they talk a lot, especially when it comes to this, you know, organizing, picking up children and taking them to where they need to go. It can be a full-time job for a parent, even if they do have, let's say, a more traditional full-time job, because those who are stay-at-home have their hands full as well. But, you know, being able to do that to gain more traction, I think, is something that, you know, if you aren't doing it already, is something you can definitely start to do in addition to what you're already doing. And then as you continue with certain districts to do that, now when you start getting outside of your district and you get to that place where, like I said, you do have a larger number of buses, then, you know, advertising on a greater level will just make more sense. So, you know, in terms of, you know, partnering with certain daycare providers and school providers, et cetera. So definitely look into those things, and I think those will definitely help you to get to where you need to go in terms of growing your practice. Did I answer your question?
It does. So flyers, you think, are the best way to, another way to go about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Rick, and I wish you much continued success. Please keep us posted on your progress. All right, everyone, we have going to come up with a short break. The break, we will be returning with Accelerating Your Business. Accelerating your business. We have our theme music coming in, which is fantastic. Again, for those of you and the first time that you're calling, you can contact us at area code 610-539-8255, which stands for 610-539-TALK, or 877-667-1180. You can also email me at askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. I am President and CEO of MJF Strategy, a growth strategy consulting firm. This is a weekly call-in radio show where, as a business owner, a client business owner, manager, you call in and you ask whatever questions you like. We just had our caller, Rick, call in, and we hope for those of you who are listening will take the leap to call in as well. As mentioned previously, every week we typically have a topic that I will go over, and you know, something that I believe will be beneficial to you as listeners. But as I am about to talk about a topic or in the middle of it, I gladly interrupt anytime we have a call, because again, the format of this show is to help you as the business owner. So, okay, great. Well, we have another caller, so let's talk to Avery. Avery, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing? Hello.
Hi, Avery.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Avery. How are you? I can't hear you. Well, I don't know what's going on today. I can hardly hear the previous caller too. Is it okay if you kind of speak up a little bit and
sure.
Just kind of give me a louder voice today?
Can you hear me now?
Oh yes, I can hear you much better now. Thank you, Avery. What is your well? First, thank you for calling in. And what exactly is your business question?
I run a medical supplies business. I do door-to-door, well, not door-to-door, but office-to-office medical supplies, selling, you know, stethoscopes and needles and some stuff like that that doctors would need. And, you know, the business is doing very well, but, you know, it's hard to find help to, you know, staff my business. And I wanted to know if you had any ideas as far as staffing goes, how would I be able to find qualified candidates to help me in my business to grow it, because, you know, it's tough for just one person to do it like myself, and I want to know what your suggestions would be in order to help staff it.
So let me just stay back what I believe I heard, and then I will definitely answer your question. So you said that you have a door-to-door medical supply business where you go and you sell
Correct.
Supplies for just a lot of doctors and doctors' offices?
Yes.
And that you've been doing very well, and you want to, as you bring people on, you want to hire employees or, I guess, bring contractors on to help you, and you're having a hard time finding the right people. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Okay, yes. Well, you know, your problem is something that many business owners and companies as a whole have, right, in terms of getting the right people. I think, you know, millions and billions of dollars, you know, if you add up the numbers collectively, are, you know, focused on, you know, identifying and recruiting the right candidates and, you know, bringing them in, and resources is oftentimes an issue for many organizations. So I first want to say, you know, don't feel alone if you do, because sometimes as business owners and executives, you can feel very alone, but definitely don't do so in your dilemma, because it is one that faces, again, many businesses, large and small. You know, in terms of, you know, looking for the right people, the right candidates, you know, in order to kind of help you, you know, grow your business, I would say, you know, the first thing you want to look at and try to look for is, you know, others who, you know, have a need and have the ability and aptitude to do what you do, or at least are teachable. So, for example, you know, it's medical supplies, right? So you first may want to look to see, well, you know, are there other people who have already had medical supply experience, you know, posting your regular jobs on your, you know, your job site, the Monster, your LinkedIn, you know, there are those ways that you can do that affordably. You know, when people nowadays are doing so much of a search online for jobs, so if you haven't already done that, I would suggest that you, you know, you go ahead and you do that. also, you know, something, sometimes word of mouth, if your business is very small, you know, just kind of letting people know that you're looking for people and seeing, you know, who people refer in. Again, people know people, and you have no idea oftentimes who they know. So even though that's a very micro way to look at it, I mean, it's something that you definitely want to do. You don't want to, let's say, be shy about sharing the fact that you have the situation. Also, what I would do is, you know, look to see, you know, how you want to test people out. So if you are ready to bring on full-time employees, you know, definitely go that route. But you may also want to look to see, you know, if you can bring on part-time employees, those who might be younger, a little bit more hungry, you know, in terms of learning and doing what you do, as well as those who are seasoned. You know, there are many adults, especially those who are, we call them the over 50, even though 50 is still very young in our day and age, who a lot of times have worked for companies for a number of years, and, you know, they got laid off or something may have happened to a company, and they're now out in the job market. And sometimes it's very difficult for them to go and get other traditional full jobs, but they have a lot of, again, great wisdom and expertise and knowledge that they can share. So sometimes I call it the fringe on the top end and then the other end, you know, in terms of, sorry, the beginning end and let's say the latter end or close to that in terms of work, you know, years is something that, you know, are definitely good targets because, again, for those who want to work, they're definitely very hungry and you can provide an opportunity for them that they wouldn't ordinarily get. You know, I would also look to, you know, medical schools and people who are in, you know, the parts of their schools where they may have a little bit of time. I mean, obviously those schools, and even from practitioner or any kind of related, not necessarily just doctor, but, you know, there are many other professions within the medical field for people who may want to get into that field and maybe haven't done so yet, and being able to sell these supplies would help them and benefit them in that way. And then finally, I would say, you know, I don't know how you've been selecting or how you've been actually evaluating candidates when you have gotten them or when they've come to the table, but I would also say, you know, really look to see, you know, who just has some core experience even outside of medical supplies. You know, I'm not sure how much time you have, and I'm sure your time is limited because you are, you know, going out there and selling yourself. But, you know, a lot of times when people are looking to hire other people, they always want to see, oh, okay, do you have the exact same amount of experience in this exact same industry or doing exactly what I do? And the truth of the matter is that sometimes you'll find those people and it'll be great and a perfect fit. But if you're trying to grow and grow bigger, I think you want to really widen the net a little bit and really look for those kind of core competencies, like those transferable skills. You know, if someone knows how to sell and they're really good at selling and they're persuasive, then, you know, oftentimes people who know how to sell can sell anything. I mean, if you talk to any top salesperson, they kind of say that. And that's not to downplay what you do, because there's obviously a lot you need to learn and understand. But again, to just take the time to teach them, if you haven't already put together some sort of onboarding program or training program, you know, start doing that now as you're looking for the right candidates, so that when the right ones come in, you know, you won't kind of have to kind of start from scratch or scramble or even take a lot of time out of your schedule to try to bring them on. You know, it's very important that, you know, you have these kind of, you know, I call them fundamentals and operational things in place to be able to do that, so then you can almost kind of hit the ground running, you know, or at least come up with some kind of systematized process to be able to say, all right, you're starting today. This is what you'll learn, you know, if there's any shadowing involved, you know, whatever the model is that you feel would be best, you know, to help these new people and then just kind of bring them on board. So, again, those who have expertise, but then definitely also those who don't have expertise who can absolutely learn it. And, you know, even though I talked about very young people and much older people, you can do that, obviously, for someone at any age who, you know, just has a willingness and desire and, you know, has a certain level of, you know, acumen to be able to comprehend what you're doing. And I think once you, you know, combine that with the passion and drive, you know, to be successful, you know, then you have to believe you definitely will start attracting more people to want to do this. I mean, obviously make sure that the pay is, you know, is appropriate, you know, it's commensurate and, you know, with what's going taking place in the industry. If you can do a little bit more, slightly bit more, that always helps to give you a competitive advantage. But definitely do that as well. So, you know, I hope that helped answer your question today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Did that answer your question? Hello?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we lost our caller, but I will say this. I hope if you were listening that the answer to your question was beneficial. The time has quickly today. We didn't even get a chance to go through the topic I had in mind, but definitely tune in next week. Again, this is Accelerating Your Business, taking place every Thursday morning from 7:34 to 8 a.m. This is Michelle Foster, President and CEO of MJF Strategy. Thank you for listening in.